The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Glenn Beck. The Blaze Radio Network.
We have the one, the only, Mr. Bill O'Reilly joining us now. Hello, Bill.
Beck, how you doing, man?
I'm very good. CNN.
Yeah, the flu, are you okay?
I'm good. I was a little frustrated last night with the CNN debacle, but they are claiming that you will not come out and take a stand against those who are saying that these kids are nothing but actors.
Well, I said on BillO'Reilly.com yesterday that I had to watch it because it's my job, so that my listeners don't have to watch the CNN thing. But I didn't expect anything other than a very sharp pro-government point of view in the sense of controlling weapons. So, you were absolutely right when you said, okay, what did we get out of that? And we didn't get anything. We got a bunch of empty rhetoric. Not to criticize the kids. Some of the kids are sincere. Some of them are being used. I mean, it's the same thing with adults. Some adults are sincere. Some are being used. I thought it was useless to basically talk about things that are unrealistic. There are things that we can do to make it more difficult for people to kill and maim Americans.
Did you notice, Bill, that no one was interested in anything else other than banning guns?
Well, it isn't they don't even know what that means, the kids I'm talking about. Far left obviously wants the government to have as much control over our lives as possible, and then one of the ways the government would have control is to disarm the population so the population could not defend itself. That's never going to happen in this country, ever. It's just unconstitutional, and there's no way it's going to happen unless there's a coup d'etat. But in a democracy, it's not going to happen. All the polls say that Americans don't want the government confiscating all weapons. But it gets worse than that, though. It's basically using children, teenagers, traumatized kids from Broward County, Florida, to spout things that they don't understand. And you can't challenge the student or the teenager. If you're a broadcaster, you can't say, well, do you really know the history of this? Or, well, do you know the unintended consequences of doing something like that? Because then you're bullying them. You see, this is paramount for your audience to understand. The techniques of the left have changed in the last 12 months to say that if you support Donald Trump, you're a white supremacist. If you support having Americans be able to arm themselves, then you're supporting the killer in Broward County. If you criticize LeBron James for saying that Trump doesn't care about anybody, you're a racist. You see what it is? It's a demonization across the board that if you object to any left-wing policies, then you're a horrible, horrendous person. That's what's happening here. And the kids in the forefront are illuminating that.
So let me go back to the original question, because I don't even think you understand it, because I don't think you pay attention to it, because honestly, I wouldn't have paid attention to it, because it comes from places like the Gateway Pundit, which has absolutely zero credibility. There are people now on the fringes, like Gateway Pundit and obviously Alex Jones, that are saying that these kids are all crisis actors.
No, I don't believe that.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
I don't think there's a coordinated effort to mass bus kids places so they can act up. I think that there is a peer pressure, and this is, again, very important, a peer pressure on teenagers to be anti-gun at this point in history.
So,
and peer pressure is everything in the teenage world.
Sure. So let me take that a step further. Who is George Clooney writing a $500,000 check to? Who is Steven Spielberg and Oprah Winfrey matching that? They've raised now $2 million.
Right.
Where is that money going?
What this is, and that's an excellent question, Beck. You're really recovered from the flu nice.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You're not delirious any longer.
Yeah, well.
It's an excellent question. Mm-hmm. So what this is all about is the Women's March.
Yes.
Absolutely identical to the Women's March. What was the Women's March? That was an anti-Trump extravaganza. So if pro-life women wanted to march, they couldn't. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
They were told, go home. If you believe in, you know, abortion control, we don't want you.
Mm-hmm.
So forget about the women thing. That just blew up. So it was essentially the women's march was, we hate Trump. So what this march is in, coming up is that anyone who believes in Second Amendment rights is a fascist and a sympathizer with mass murderers. That's what this march is about.
But wouldn't that, okay? I mean, if you know anything about fascism, wouldn't that be more along the lines of the definition of fascism?
Yeah, but then you're going behind the curtain, see? And most Americans aren't going to do that. What they're going to see is they're going to mobilize millions of people. And believe me, George Soros money will be behind this. All the far left money will be behind this. Clooney's a far left guy. Everybody knows that.
That doesn't mean that they're doesn't mean that they're hiring these kids. It means they're supporting their cause and helping get the word right out, et cetera, et cetera.
The kids are pawns. The kids are being used to front a movement to severely restrict weaponry in America. So the kids are being used as the poster people for that. And the kids don't know it. And they don't know, you know, the complicated nature of the issue. They don't know unintended consequences. They don't know any of that. But if you said to, hey, Sydney, do you really know? And then you'd be a bully. So that's why you see no commentators on any network challenging any student who says anything.
Do you think that CNN was acting responsibly last night?
Well, I mean, CNN has a right to put on whatever they want, and they knew they were going to get a big audience, and they did. And CNN is fervently, word of the day, fervently liberal.
I mean, this is to the point of outward advocacy.
They're in business to promote left-wing causes, and so is MSNBC and NBC.
Have you noticed, though, a difference here, Bill, with this debate, though? That they're always left-leaning. There's always an undercurrent of liberal-leaning.
Yeah, but now they're activists.
This is activism.
Yes. Now, they've taken the next step. And they're always left-leaning. They're always biased to the left and doing little things to promote a point of view that would advance liberalism. But now they say, you know, that didn't really work. Look who we have in the White House. That didn't work. So now we're going to be activists. We're going to be using our power and our influence to change policy and to move the country into a left-wing situation. And one of the strategies of that is to destroy anyone individually who speaks up against it. And that's why you saw the attacks on Laura Ingraham. All right, that's why you saw the attacks on me. Because if you can marginalize those people, then everybody else will shut up. Do you know, and I said this on BillO'Reilly.com last night, and I was the only one that stuck up for Laura Ingraham and told America that she isn't a racist. I've known a woman for two decades.
She's not a racist.
Okay,
she's
so
clearly not.
And I made a big deal out of saying that. But even her own network didn't do it. I mean, because they're afraid. They're afraid of being branded racist. So it's working. What the far left is doing is absolutely working. And the kids in Florida are just the latest. Just the latest in the strategy to make it impossible to hear both sides of the story. CNN doesn't want both sides of the story. Come on, it's a joke.
So we're going to pick it up next with, so what happens next? Where are we headed? What are we headed for? And what's Bill's idea of the best way to avoid trouble?
By the way, you can get commentary like that every day at BillO'Reilly.com.
Not for free, though.
Well, you should subscribe, and he's got all sorts of great packages. It's BillO'Reilly.com. BillO'Reilly.com is where you would go for them.
Thank you very much, Stu. Bill O'Reilly, how do you... I know you don't like to do future predictions, but what are we headed for? Another couple of shootings like this, and we'll be tearing each other apart.
Yeah, I think that can be avoided by legislation that concentrates on harm reduction. Harm reduction. For example, there is no reason why any American should be allowed to buy a gun under the age of 21. And it's scientifically proven that your personality is not formed until you're 25. Deadly weapons can lead to all kinds of bad things. So you raise the gun purchase to 21. Then you have a universal background check law, all right, so that people who have done bad things in Idaho and they try to buy a gun in Virginia, the Virginians know that. Those are just harm reduction, common sense. And, yeah, I mean, you're going to get a little bit of opposition, but not much. So those can be passed. And then the states have got to swing into action. I mean, Beck, you live in Texas, correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I live in New York. Is there any reason that both states cannot mandate that every public school have two or three armed guards on campus based on the population of the school?
No.
They have to have them. Or those are salaries paid for, just like teacher salaries, just like coaching salaries. You have armed guards on campus, and you have them there for 10 hours or whatever you need them, whenever the kids are there. Why don't we have that law? Why isn't that happening? This is called harm reduction. And there are very few downsides to this, okay? It's logical. And then once you do that, and particularly with the armed guards in the schools, you make it 1,000 times harder for a guy to walk in and do this kind of carnage. And so to me, I do this kind of legislative stuff, and then you're never going to stop all of these crazy massacres, ever. But you'll be able to cut them down, and you'll be able to say to the American people, we are trying. We are doing what we can do. And none of this intrudes, by the way, in the right to adult for American adults to protect themselves. None of it intrudes. So let's do it.
So there's a couple of things that I want to ask you about. First, I noticed that you didn't, that's not delving into the root of the problem. I mean, those are all good suggestions, but it's not delving into the root of the problem.
It's harm reduction. Harm reduction.
Right, but
reduce harm.
But there is something wrong with us, Bill. There's something wrong with our society. There is
of
a hole.
Of course there is. Of course. And we have talked about it. You and I have talked about it for the last 10 months.
Right.
You know, the spirit of the country is depressed and divided. And now, instead of respecting other people's opinions that differ from your own, we hate them. And this is being driven by a mass media and the internet, which is hateful. You can't get away with it, from it. You can't get away from it. You turn on the cable news, it's hate. You turn on the computers and you read the Facebook comments, it's hate. So, of course, that's going to find its way into the daily interactions between Americans. But I still believe that most people are essentially good people, reasonable people. But I think our leadership is weak, and we don't have people explaining, harm reduction.
We
don't have people like that.
What do you think about Trump's suggestion that we arm teachers?
No, I'm a former teacher. I had enough time problem, persuading the urchins to pay attention, and I don't want to point a magnum at them.
I don't think that's what he had in mind.
Right. Yeah. I see. No. Teachers need to teach. Armed security personnel need to maintain order. Not hard.
That seems like the most logical thing. People keep saying, this is going to be... it's going to feel like you're in a police state. Do you feel like a police state when you go into a bank or when you go to an NBA game? I don't feel like I'm in the middle of a police state when I go see the Mavericks. You go through a metal detector. You don't have guns. There are armed security there to protect the people.
You feel safe.
Yeah, feel safe.
And you're allowed to then enjoy the game or, learn or make out for the first time. I don't know what you do in school anymore, but I don't think it's learning. Wayne LaPierre is currently speaking at CPAC, and he is on a roll. Real freedom requires protection of all of our rights. He has been talking for about 10 minutes about the socialists that are coming after all of our rights. Bill, how do you, off-the-cuff response to that?
I think LaPierre makes stronger points when he stays away from ideology. The socialist thing, I don't think that helps him. What he did in the beginning of his speech to the Conservative Political Action Conference in Maryland was effective in the sense that he said, look, the government has all these laws, okay? Well, they really don't prevent anything, do they? We have laws about sneaking into the country.
Mm-hmm.
How many people have snuck into the country? 20 million? All right, we have laws against opioids. You're not supposed to sell narcotics. How many people are selling narcotics? So he basically, the point is that, yeah, the government can say, we're going to ban all guns, but you're still going to have massacres because people aren't going to obey that law. That's strong because you can back it up with facts. You can see. And it's also, you know, when you get into the constitutionality of it, the overwhelming force is on the side of people who want to have the ability to protect themselves. That's what the Constitution says. So once, if LaPierre and the NRA stay there, they win. If they go over into, you know, the socialists are going to come in the middle of the night and take your pistol, they lose. So that's my analysis.
Let me ask you this. Elk Grove Historical Society in California was going to do a mock Revolutionary War battle. And then the city found out that they were going to bring muskets. Now, every argument I have ever heard from the left says the Second Amendment meant muskets. Okay. Why is it then the city officials have said the reenactment cannot include muskets?
I don't know.
They have to use sticks.
I mean, it's a Revolutionary War. What are they going to have, slingshots?
They're using sticks.
That's just politically correct nonsense. So I'd move out of that town. What is it? What'd you say, Elk Grove?
Elk Grove.
Yeah, we'd have to move.
Let me take you to Billy Graham. Any thoughts on Billy Graham this week?
Billy Graham is a great man. I think he was what we were talking about before, the disintegration of spirit in America, that our spirit is being just obliterated by all of this hatred. I think Billy Graham countered that, and that if you listen to his missions and his speeches, he was always trying to uplift. He didn't use religion as a cudgel. He didn't say, you know, if you do this action, you're going to go to hell. It wasn't that way. He was basically saying, look, if you believe in spirituality, if you believe in a just God, that will help your life. It will give you hope. And if you live in a certain way, you will be rewarded. Those are all uplifting spiritual tenets, and he was very, very effective at doing that. I think his son Franklin Graham does that too. I've listened to Franklin Graham now, and I think he's very, very on point in trying to stop this mass hatred that we're seeing in America.
Bill, CPAC is happening this weekend. Last year, they invited Milo, and we saw how that ended. This year, they have not only invited Marine Le Pen from the National Front, but they also had a panel. What was the name of that panel?
It was about conservatives being silenced in social media or something.
Right.
And it included, you know, Pamela Geller and Jim Hoff from Gateway Pundit and all these really fringy characters. They've removed.
Look, I don't
Hoff,
know much about this. I, as you know, I'm not a big ideology guy. I don't really. I'm not a party guy, and I'm not an ideology guy. I'm a problem solver.
Well, to bring Le Pen in.
Yeah, I mean that's all an anti-immigration play. I don't know why CPAC wants to concentrate on the Muslim threat. We seem to have a pretty good policy now in this country on dealing with ISIS and the others. So I don't know why this is a continuation. There are certainly more important things to talk about.
Like what? Give us something.
Well, basically, the corruption, this is really a threat to our freedom, and people are not figuring this out. The corruption of the media, because the media now has turned from fact-finding, which they are not interested in at all, to trying to launch a coup to remove a sitting president. I mean, that's what's happening. You guys know that. This is a media coup. After this gun control thing calms down, which will be probably in the next 5 days or so, you know what's going to come up again? The women. The women are going to be trotted out again to get Trump marginalized, to get him out of office. That's what's going to happen. So the media now uses vast power and its privileges under the Constitution not to inform the American public, but to try to put someone in power, whether it's a Nancy Pelosi or take someone out of power. That's what they're in business to do now. That's a huge story. And this has happened in the last since Trump was elected, but it was before then when they tried to put Barack Obama in power and were successful.
Wow, when I asked you what was really important, I assumed I was going to get a rundown of the latest deals at BillO'Reilly.com, and you did not come to the
table. Oh, thanks for reminding me.
Oh, jeez.
No, we're doing really well on the website. I mean,
No, Bill, you're not.
We're not doing well?
No, you're not doing well. I read it in the press that you and I are not doing well. We started this, and that's why Fox is doing their thing online, because it didn't work for us, and so they're going to do it.
I didn't see that.
I didn't see that article. I'll just send them to you. They're hysterical.
Yeah,
anyway.
I mean, look, we're doing very well on BillO'Reilly.com. People are, you know, marketing is the key to that, and I thank you, Stu, for recommending that, for reminding me, because people are distracted. It's hard to get to them.
Mm-hmm.
But all of the cable news networks know that when Donald Trump leaves the building, whatever circumstance that may be, when he leaves, cable news collapses. And, you know, we're in the forefront of giving people honest information. I believe you do that, and I do that. And I think that will prosper going forward.
I think so, too. Bill O'Reilly from BillO'Reilly.com. Thank you very much, Bill. I appreciate it.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
You bet.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Glenn Beck. The Blaze Radio Network.